It's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. The Chamber wants to know your big, bold ideas for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro community. They've got some already. No one goes to bed hungry. All children read on grade level by grade 3. Build and fill 500,000 square feet of office space. Those ideas have been suggested. What is your big, bold idea to help build a better community? You can submit your idea now online at bigboldideas.org. Talking Chapel Hill today and filling in for Mayor Pam Heminger, we have Chapel Hill Town Council member Alan Boynsey joining us here in the studio. Alan, how are you?
Good, good. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing all right. So last night you had a fairly significant big town council meeting. How long did it run?
I think we got out of there about 11:45.
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah. As long as it's still that day, it's pretty good. Right. So what was on the agenda? What was discussed?
Yeah, so last night we talked about a few different items. One was an update from the from Owassa on the Agua Portal effort. That's been an effort going on since last spring to bring folks online to monitor any leaks they may have going on in their homes, to try to really incentivize folks to use their water more efficiently so they can cut down on costs as well as water use. Another area that we covered was with respect to the Visitors Bureau. We got an update from them, an annual report. Looks like tourism, our revenue from tourism is up about 5%.
Awesome.
Which is wonderful. Ms. Palicelli told us that, you know, we're in a good place, but we could be doing a lot better.
Do we know what the 5% increase is from tourists coming in for any particular thing? Is it UNC stuff? Is it weddings? Is it business?
She said that, you know, it's mostly due to UNC athletics.
Okay.
And you know, part of what we need to work on is getting other draws here.
Okay.
Not just the sports. You know, basketball is great.
Right.
Treated us very well.
Football's doing good this year.
Yeah, football's Mac is back.
Mac is back, yep, exactly.
But, you know, we've got some work to do in terms of our public arts, in terms of providing spaces for concerts, you know, gathering spaces for folks to come in from out of town to, you know, be able to sit a while, you know, take in the beautiful environment that is Chapel Hill. So, you know, that was on the list in terms of, you know, room for improvement, but we were glad to get that report from from Lori. Another item we covered was with respect to a proposed ordinance change to prohibit right turns on red at 16 different intersections in Chapel Hill. Most of those intersections are in downtown Chapel Hill, but essentially this was part of a 4 years long or so effort to find out ways that we could make our community safer for cyclists and for pedestrians. One pedestrian death or even two are just two or one too many. So you know, staff brought us a proposed ordinance, and we passed that last night. And we also called for study for an additional intersection. This is the intersection over by Pittsboro and Cameron.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Especially with that bike lane,
bikers
have had experiences where, you know, the drivers just aren't looking for them and they get clipped.
Yeah,
they can get clipped.
When does that take effect? It's passed now, so when does it actually kick in?
Yes. So I mean that should kick in as soon as I think staff are able to reconnect with NCDOT, get the signs, get, you know, the proper permitting that they need. So, I mean, I would think within maybe the next month.
Okay.
We'll see changes.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking with Council Member Alan Boynsey, long town council meeting last night. Townofchapelhill.org, by the way, is the town's website. You can get more information on town government and rewatch that council meeting, which we can look through the window and see my colleague Brighton doing even as we speak for future news stories. So we'll hear more about it on WCHL as well. You also talked about the future of University Place Mall as well, right?
Concept plan before the
council?
That's right. We received a concept plan presentation. And it looks promising, especially with some of the sensitivity that's being given to the fact that this is a floodplain area and that we have nearby communities that flood. And, you know, we don't want to exacerbate that situation. You know, we've got some new development coming in kind of uphill, upstream. And so, you know, part of our feedback last night was to really pay close attention to that fact and to the growing reality that you know, we're going to experience some more stormwater difficulties, especially with global warming, and especially with some of the development that we've seen. So, you know, a couple of great aspects that we liked and thought were promising were green space, especially by these old mature trees, making sure to preserve those, but then also to build in some green space. One intriguing possibility is to provide some space, permanent space, for farmers market. Mm-hmm. I know that right now the farmers market, you know, they camp out.
It
right
takes
on the
part of a parking
here.
Lot. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. But you know, being able to have them on a green space.
Yes,
that would be fitting, but also you know, great in terms of attracting even more folks to shop.
Yeah.
And to take advantage of the local food that we have here. We also got some feedback, or we gave some feedback on the connectivity. The applicant is committed to providing some connections to our greenways on University Place.
Mm-hmm.
So that also sounded very promising. I guess some of the challenges that I heard from the applicant that, you know, we'll have to work through are some, you know, existing lease agreements that might prevent, you know, the, you know, redoing of some, you know, particular areas.
The specific redesign that we want to see.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with the amount of, you know, parking surface that we have here, mm-hmm. if we're looking to, you know, decrease that and provide more green space, I understand that there are some, you know, current lease agreements that may prevent kind of immediately changing those spaces over.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's something that we want to find out a bit more about in terms of the challenges the applicant faces.
Yeah. I like the idea of connectivity with the greenways. And one of the things that I like about being here is the fact that there is already some connectivity. You walk mm-hmm. across the street, you can pick up the Booker Creek Trail
sure.
and get to campus, get to downtown. It's actually a really nice walk. I do that.
Absolutely.
I do that all the time when it's not 124
yeah.
degrees outside.
Right.
On certain times of the year, it's a great walk. So I have to ask, combining two things that you've already mentioned, redesign of University Place and the need for a performing arts / concert space. Is there talk about combining those two together and maybe having one here? Or
I actually precisely brought up that point last night, is that, you know, I know that there's a space over in Southern Village. They've got a green area and they've got concert space, but it's, you know, it's a little bit more compact. And in terms of having that meeting gathering space, space that certainly, you know, this a concert size space could provide. I'm very much interested in providing that kind of space, and I think this would be a great place to have it.
Yeah. Speaking with Councilmember Alan Boyensee, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. We're talking right now about the University Place concept plan. You also got a concept plan for, what are we calling it now? The CVS Plaza on Franklin Street, but it's got a new name, right? Which I'm blanking on. So, if you drive on Rosemary Street, there's like a sign outside with like a big logo and everything, which I just can't see in my mind right now.
Right, right. I mean, the name I have in my mind was the one that was, I guess, attached to the concept plan, which was a little less flashy, but 137.
137. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
but we did get a concept plan for that. And, you know, really is something that I think is much needed. The building as it currently looks is, it's not the most aesthetically pleasing thing to look at. And so what the applicant, Grub Properties, has in mind looks also promising. There's lots of, windows on the building, as well as a more kind of direct walkway that would be provided from the parking deck across the street into the building and then onto the other side on the Franklin Street entrance. Because I guess right now it's kind of a circuitous where you have to walk, you have to kind of walk in a circle and then walk inside. And
out. That's right. Like you come out of the parking.
This plan, it would provide a bit more of a direct walkway.
Oh, so you're not walking a mile within the same building. That's
exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. You can really get your steps in, like just walking through that building Rosemary to Franklin Street. That's
absolutely
right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Again, speaking with Alan Boyensee, we've been talking about, I need to set this pen down so I'm not dropping it all over the place. We've been talking about the Chapel Hill Town Council meeting last night. Other things on the town's agenda for right now, this week, or the immediate future?
Yes. So, you know, one thing that we brought up, and this came up in our discussion about the future land use map, we got an update and a request to add two areas, one over by Meadowmont, then one over by Southern Village. So with respect to the Southern Village area, the mayor has put together a focus group of residents to talk about some of the different properties in that area that are looking to potentially redevelop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the goal of that focus group is to essentially give recommendations to guide whatever folks might be thinking, you know, with consideration to the OB Creek report that was done some years ago, and also with consideration to the existing scale of that area. And so I will be serving as a council liaison along with Rachel Shavitz with that focus group. And they'll meet for maybe three times over the next few weeks going into November. But I want to put that on people's radar because, you know, we haven't yet set the meeting times, but as soon as that's set, you know, we'll push that out on the website. But I want to prime folks to that because, you know, part of the discussion about the future land use map will involve the focus group talking about, you know, that particular area of Chapel Hill, Southern Village. So as to, you know, I want folks to be involved if they want to. So be on the lookout for meeting times.
Have the members of the focus group, have some of them been identified, or is it still in the future at this point?
Yeah, some of them have been identified. Okay. A couple members from the OB Creek Compass Committee, Alan Reimer, Susanna Dancy. There is one person that hasn't yet been identified, but it's going to be about a grand total of about, you know, eight or so folks.
Okay.
And, you know, having conversations about, you know, what we should be expecting, what we should be indicating to folks that are interested in redeveloping those properties, you know, in a way that's in conformance with the values of the town of Chapel Hill, inclusivity, scale, environmental impact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is the status right now on OB Creek? Because it's funny, it hasn't really, we haven't really talked about it too much, but it was just on my mind like yesterday, and then we're talking about it now. So,
I mean, we really haven't received an update on it, really since I guess my time on council. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as of now, it's kind of at a standstill.
Okay,
I'm not sure why exactly. I don't know if they're kind of cost considerations or otherwise, but. Mm-hmm. Essentially on ice right now.
Okay, and then other development that's in the future that's on literally the opposite side of town. Mm-hmm. What's the status on discussions involving the Green Tract?
Yes. So over the summer, we agreed to a resolution to essentially designate parts of the Green Tract for preserve, a headwater preserve, and then we have undesignated areas. There's an original resolution that was passed by the Orange County Board of Commissioners and also by the town of Carrboro,
mm-hmm.
which essentially they had passed a map, a kind of future land use map, if you will, that had certain acreage designated for mixed use, mm-hmm. certain for housing, then certain for a school site. What we did over the summer, because we got so much feedback from different stakeholders who weren't necessarily comfortable with designating some of those parcels in that way, you know, instead we just did undesignated use designations along with the headwater preserve. And so at this point, we're embarking on community conversations with not just the neighborhoods in the immediate vicinity like Rogers Road, but also with, you know, other invested stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a series of structured conversations, meetings over the next few months. And then there's also, from what I understand, a kind of unity council or task force, unofficial task force, if you will.
Right.
That consists mainly of residents in the nearby areas.
So you've got kind of two different resolutions, and I'm getting kind of different responses to this from different people.
Okay.
How close do you think you are to reconciling the two and having one resolution that all three boards can agree on?
I think we're close. Mm-hmm. I think we're close. I understand the town of Carrboro had a vote in September, and they had indicated their support of this kind of modified resolution, And I'm hopeful that, you know, we'll get something similar from the county.
Awesome.
Yep.
Again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Speaking with Alan Boynty, as we wrap up, anything else on your mind, on your agenda, on the town's agenda?
I know it's election season. You know, want to encourage everyone to get out and vote. Early voting is going to be starting later mm-hmm. this month, and Election Day is coming up the first Tuesday of November.
How are you feeling about not being on the ballot this year?
It's definitely a different feeling.
Less intense, right?
It's less intense, yeah. And I'm appreciative because, you know, my wife and I, we have a new addition in our family. She's
awesome.
About 3 months old now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And she requires a lot of attention. So I do appreciate that I have this time to focus on her.
Very cool. Again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. You can get the full video from last night's meeting of the town council. Alan Boynty, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.